This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report from the BBC World Service on Thursday, the 14th of January. Well, over on Wall Street, stocks rallied a little today, with the Dow Jones Index up nearly 1.5%. But it comes after a few weeks of sharp falls, as Kerry Leahy of Decision Economics in New York explained to me a short while ago.
The market is down 7.5% so far this year, and with the bounce back, it's now down only 5 or 6, but the market was flat last year, off to a terrible start. It's tied to a lot of things, in particular the price of oil. Ironically, you would think that a lower price of oil would be good for the U.S. and other oil-consuming nations, and the answer to that is yes, but firms have cut back production and activity, and in particularly in the booming shale oil business in both the U.S. and Canada, and so the business impacts have been decidedly negative. And the positive impacts from lower oil prices have been seen by consumers, but they've decided to be cautious and save it rather than spend it. So this has been a net negative for the economy. So right now the market is hoping that any increase in oil prices will be a net positive for the producers, and also, and this is the most important thing, may, and I emphasize the word may, be a sign that maybe global growth rates have bottomed. So higher oil prices right now are in some perverse sense suggestive of a better economy, and firmer oil prices mean stronger demand and stronger global growth.
Sounds a bit to me, Gary, like investors desperately searching for some good news.
Oh, absolutely. There was nothing today that said, why should oil prices be higher from a fundamental basis? No, they just bounced off the bottom, because people like me were telling you 6 months ago, well, the low will be 40. Now the low will be 30, now the low will be 20, and now people who spend their entire time studying oil prices, and I don't, are talking maybe $10 is a low. So it really doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, and I think more importantly what happened is the market fell too far too fast, and people were jumping at an excuse to buy because they thought there was a chance to make some very short-term profit.
Kerry Leahy there from Decision Economics in New York. And let's take a look at the markets. Well, a short while ago on Wall Street, the Dow Jones ended up 1.4% at 16,379. In London, the FTSE 100 index was down 0.7%, 5,918. Gold trading at $1,078 an ounce. And as Kerry mentioned there, New York, like crude oil, was up 75 cents at $32.14 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.